In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What kind of posture do you assume when you are sorry for what you did? When you are asking forgiveness? After all, forgiveness is key, isn't it? Without the mercy of God, where would we be? With that in mind, what is your posture when receiving that grace from God? I've observed bad posture, half-hearted smokescreen posture, manipulative repentance from people, posture that leaves doubt on whether they are truly repentant. Our gospel reading from Matthew 18 does not start out with anything penitent at all. Call it posturing. Bad posturing. The disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And bringing about a complete reversal to the motive and ideas of the disciples, Jesus called to him a child, put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Please don't accept this as a confirmation that children are sinless. They are not. The only reason an infant is so cute has to do with his complete inability to act upon what he is thinking. Jesus is speaking of becoming children in the sense of the status of the child who possesses nothing but needs everything. A child has nothing and needs everything. Who is the greatest? Whoever humbles himself like this little child. One who assumes the status of complete dependence. Has nothing, needs everything. Is that you? No claims, no sufficiency. Never feel a little bit proud of the fact that you've made it to church today or is watching online and is quite a few Sundays in the middle of a pandemic? More Sundays lately than, he is not even in that chair today. Do you never begin a sentence or a thought with, "At least I"? Do you never accept a compliment about a job well done without thinking, "Oh, God is so gracious to let me accomplish that"? We understand now that's not the most brilliant, the strongest, or the bravest among us who is the greatest. It's the humble and the dependent. So I shall now assume the penitent's posture. And a key word in our reading today is the Greek word tapanosi, meaning will humble. Whoever will humble himself, Jesus says. That means someone who is lowly, who claims nothing, and who makes no demands, recognizes that she or he has nothing, needs everything. Is that you? Let's explain it this way. There is a relationship involving a father and a son. And the father failed miserably throughout the relationship. He was a bad father. He drank too much. He was physically and verbally abusive since the son was a little boy. But now at the age 18, the young man noticed a change in his father. He has stopped drinking, and he approaches his son with a certain posture and says, "Son, I did a lot of bad things. I want you to know the alcohol was responsible. Your mother and I never saw eye to eye, so I drank. And when I drank, it caused me to treat you like I did. I'm asking for your forgiveness." What do you think? Surely he was doing what Jesus tells us. Before you can get the speck out of another's eye, get the plank out of your own. He's doing what Jesus says, right? Or is he? Did he have what it takes? Is this that Greek word, tapainosi? To be lowly, claim nothing, and make no demands, has nothing, needs everything? You do understand why the son has a problem with this, don't you? I have an excuse. The drinking. Your mom. I was at fault quite a lot, sure, but not completely at fault. I have something. A bit of an excuse. I'm sure you can do much better than that, right? With your penitent posture, your ability to tapanosi, have nothing, need everything. The father sees that his son is struggling with this apology. The boy knows it's his duty as a Christian to forgive his dad, but it isn't coming easily. So the father tries again, round two. Here's what the father adds to the mix. "Son, Jesus says you have to forgive, or else he won't forgive you." How is the boy feeling now? Dad is quoting Jesus. How timely. How religious. How pathetic. Why does it sound so wrong in this setting coming from this father? Because the father is not far from the arrogance that caused the disciples to ask who was the greatest in the kingdom. In fact, this is sounding worse, because a true penitent heart that seeks forgiveness gives up any hope of his own righteousness. He does not see in any way that he deserves forgiveness. Has nothing, needs everything. The father's confession of sin is contaminated. Why do we believe our confession of sins has any merit? That's you, right? You think your confession of sin has personal merit. At least you are asking for forgiveness. Your penitence gives you permission to rise above another's lowly state by which you can defend yourself at least in part. Why do we qualify to be forgiven? Qualifying is not tapainosi. To be lowly, claim nothing, and make no demands. Who among us does this? Is that you? We don't even dare raise our hand now. Who is he that is so vulnerable? Who has this posture? only Christ our Lord. Only the one who knew no sin, but became sin for us. The only one who would have proper justification not to forgive you is the only one whose very nature would never consider not pouring out his mercy on you. It is only the God-man Jesus Christ who tapanosi, made no claims, came with no demands, but bowed lowly in a way you and I could never accomplish. The penitent's posture in its purity is the posture assumed on the cross. The one who had everything and needed nothing became the one who had nothing and needed everything. This alone moves one offended to a crushed pride and a humility that can only marvel in the sacrifice of the Savior and begin a movement to want to forgive. In that lies the kingdom, reflecting the very nature of God incarnate, dwelling among us now in the holy sacrament we are about to receive. Christ crucified, who submitted to his Father's judgment with no demands, but bowed lowly, is Christ arisen. By his pure posture of humility, you are forgiven. Forgiven for thinking you might be a contender for the greatest. At least somehow a little better than, you know, the worst. You are not. But you are forgiven. Forgiven for thinking your apology is a little better if it comes with a little bit of an excuse. You are not. But you are forgiven. You have nothing. You need everything. But you are forgiven. Don't try to make yourself worthy of forgiveness. You are not. Yet, bathe in it because it was given to you by faith. Given from the one who desires to forgive you, and he does so. Christ's forgiveness moves you to a penitent's posture. Christ's forgiveness moves you to the penitent's posture. A confession that acknowledges you have nothing and need everything, but that our loving Lord does give you everything. So as to open our lips to declare his praise, living by the Spirit who brings absolution. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.